Well, you know what that sound means, folks. It is Thursday, just after 4 o'clock, and you are tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Sopra Sun's weekly radio program, right here on KDNK. Thursday is the Sopra Sun's favorite day of the week because there's a fresh paper on the stand, so march on down to a little yellow newsstand nearest you in the Roaring Fork Valley, and you can find this week's issue with a cover photo by Jane Bacharach and plenty of content from our wonderful pool of contributors at the Sopra Sun. I'm your host today, James Steinler, and I'm joined by Kat or Catalina Villarreal. How are you, Kat? One second. Give us that one more time.
I am doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks again for joining us on Everything Under the Sun.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
It is always a pleasure. I always love having you in here. You really carry the show. And we're going to be discussing, I call Catalina Kat.
That's great. Kat is perfect.
We're going to be discussing Kat's article in this week's Sopra Sun on page 5. Reclaiming Flag Day. And we have in the studio with us two members of Age Friendly Carbondale, Nikki Delson. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, James.
It's good having you in the studio again,
too. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, always, always. And then we also have with us Susan Rea. How are you, Susan?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Wonderful. And thank you both again for being here. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day to be at KDNK. So Flag Day, can you just to start out, give us a little bit of what is Flag Day? And I don't think it's really been celebrated to my knowledge, like formally in Carbondale. Do you know, Nikki?
Well, it's was declared a holiday, I think, back in 1916 to honor the flag and the values that the flag stands for.
And who was president then?
Dr. Wilson, right? President Wilson.
President Wilson.
A history lesson here.
I appreciate it. Yeah, there is a little bit of history lesson. I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
It's great. History is important to know.
The flag has always had, well, it hasn't always had some, it's always had 13 stripes, and now it has 50 stars, but it's gone from 13 stars to 50, representing each of the states, of course. You are bringing a Flag Day celebration, and Nikki or Susan, are you guys aware of the town of Carbondale formally celebrating Flag Day before?
I've been here 18 years, and there's been no celebration.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't aware of one either. So you're bringing that to the fold here. Can you tell us what prompted you to want to celebrate Flag Day, and why now?
So my idea about thinking about Flag Day, what brought it to mind, really is old. It's about 10 years ago when I was riding my bike down the Rio Grande Trail from here to Glenwood Springs, and there was one small section along the trail that just was filled with American flags. And I had a flashback to when I was in grade school and how important saying the Pledge of Allegiance every morning was. It was a ritual that started school. We learned the pledge more or less in kindergarten. It just gave me a flash for when the Pledge of Allegiance changed. So this was in 1954. And so I just started thinking about it over the last, well, it's 9 years, thinking about how we struggled in 1954, I think I was 10 and a half years old at the time, to put the words "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance. Because up until that time, we just said, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mm-hmm.
No under God. We put our hands on our hearts. We were led in that pledge by the principal of the school. It came over the intercom. There was special, if you were a boy, you on certain assembly days, you got to be honored. You got to dress in all white and carry the American flag or accompany the American flag to the front of the auditorium. And then we would all say the pledge. So it was a big deal without thinking about it until I saw that demonstration. And then I started reflecting on the flag and what it means and the different ways of people honoring or dishonoring the flag.
Right.
And because we live in such a toxic time right now, I just thought it would be a lovely thing to have Flag Day represent more than just the divisions in our country.
Right, yeah. I mean, social media, I think, plays a huge role nowadays, and it is very divisive, you know, with whether it's politics or religion or patriotism. I mean, it can cover anything. And I think especially right now during this time, it's so lovely to focus on something real. You know, the community is real. The people here are real. And there are so many different people in this small town, in this valley, you know. And I know we're focusing on Carbondale, but in general, there are so many different people from all over, different countries, different backgrounds with their own cultures, or even just different states that have found home here in the valley in Carbondale. And that is so beautiful. And I think, you know, it should be celebrated. So I'm so glad that you kind of had this original idea and then have been workshopping it. So you said you got that idea. How did you go about pitching it to, you know, the town?
Maybe Susan remembers exactly how it happened, but I've been thinking about...
Sue Zislis and Nikki go for walks and come up with these great ideas, and then they come to our monthly age-friendly Carbondale meeting and go, what do you guys think about this? Does anybody want to work on this? And very often, one of us will go, yeah, I'll work on that. So this one, particularly, I love doing... Some people know I do some street art around my neighborhood. Yard art around my neighborhood. And so this one just really attracted me because in the past I'd used to go to conferences that had a lot of international presence there. And there was always a display in the conference room hallway of all these flags from all these countries that people around the world had come to. And it was just such a beautiful sight. And then the history, curiosity, it's like, what's that flag of? What's that flag come from? And noticing similarities and differences among South American flags all seem to have a lot of yellow green in them, and Western flags all have red, white, and blue in them. And it's like, okay, so you can kind of see the history and colonization and rejection of colonization and all of that through the flags of the countries. So when Sue and Nikki brought this idea, I just like flashed on that memory, and it was like, yeah, that would be so cool. Let's figure out how to do that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it really wasn't hard. I think that given the culture that we're in right now, a way to bring, I mean, Age Friendly Carbondale is really about community, and a way to bring the differences all together and not say the differences are divisive, I think led to us wanting to see how we could make this happen in a way to just acknowledge who we are in one community.
And I think with a lot of the politics and such that in social media you've discussed a little bit, that we get focused on a few countries that we've had recent refugees from, and there have been, you know, recent issues with, or all that stuff that we don't want to really talk about. But to recognize that we all come from somewhere. Mm-hmm. Very few of us are Native American. Mm-hmm. And so we've all come from somewhere, somehow. A lot of us have been in Carbondale our whole life, but a lot of us haven't.
Right.
And where are all the places that we come from? It's a much bigger picture than we sometimes think of.
And sorry, I was going to say, and getting back to that, the fact that everyone comes from a different origin. So this Flag Day installation that will be on the Rio Grande Trail, and remind me of those dates.
So we're installing it on the 13th, and it will be up for a week.
Mm-hmm. They won't. It won't just be the American flag. Mm. There will be several other flags representing the origins of people in this community.
I think we have 65.
65. Wow. And you actually gathered that information by speaking with people in Carbondale and asking them where they're from.
Was there a poll?
No, it was sort of like how we do things in Carbondale.
I love it.
So it was very loose in the beginning. It was just, let's ask. First, we had to ask around our own board,
right,
our own 12 people. And from those 12 people, we had like 20 flags.
Wow.
Because, you know, you have this ancestor and you have that ancestor. So we said, if I were to come to you, mm-hmm, Kat, and say, where are you from? Where's your family from? Some people would say, and just name the state. Some people would say, we're from Colorado all the time. Some people would say, I'm not sure where my ancestors from, but this is how I identify.
Right.
But some people would say, well, my grandfather is on my mother's side is from here, and my grandfather and my father, that would give four flags.
Right.
So we just started with our own group, and then we, among the group, when we decided we really wanted to do this, we said, let's go out and ask the question. After we tried to find a place to put it, that was not easy. We had to find a public place or a private place that would let us do it.
Right.
To find a public place, then we had to talk to the town, mm-hmm, and the Public Arts Commission. And so after we got that all completed, then we just said, okay, we're going to be on a First Friday. We have a booth on First Friday talking about emergency preparedness for fire season. Mm-hmm. So we just added that onto there. And
I saw that booth.
Yeah.
Then
we just, you know, we asked people where they're from. And then we asked our friends to ask their friends, and we posted it on Facebook, and we went to English in Action, and we went to CMC for them to, you know, ask their students where they came from.
So you guys went all over the valley and word of mouth, you know.
And then people, we did post something on our website and said to people, write to us and tell us how you want to be represented. And we got the last actual person who said, I want this flag, the day after we put in our last order. But I put in an order specially for her, so the Danish flag will be there.
Oh, that's lovely.
For our listeners, you are tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Sopra Sun's weekly radio program here on KDNK. We are speaking this week with age-friendly Carbondale representatives Nikki Delson and Susan Rea regarding an upcoming installation for Flag Day, which will be on the Rio Grande Trail, going up on June 13th and be up through the 22nd. And this will be behind Town Hall on the Rio Grande Trail. Thank you again for joining us, ladies. So something else you had mentioned, Nikki, that people, when you ask people where they're from, everyone would have they would either say, like, I was born here, or I'm from... they wouldn't just have one answer simply about what flag represented who they are or where they're from.
That was true. I mean, it certainly was true for me. It's true for, you know, I think that the more current you are to being an immigrant,
mm-hmm,
so my family is like, I'm second generation, my husband is first generation. So then that connection is really important. And mm-hmm, one of the members, when I said that I was going to be here talking with Susan and you all about this, she said, she's an age-friendly member, she said, don't forget to tell everybody that we all have our ancestors living inside of us, and we all bring that to, even if, you know, to where, whoever we are, that it makes up part of who we are, and make sure you say that. And also the culinary part, that everybody has special foods from where they come from. And then that made me feel bad because we're not going to have any food booths, which I think, okay, if we do this next year, I know what to add.
Right. I totally get that. I mean, my family just here in Carbondale, we have a huge family and we have a lot of different people from all over. My dad is Hispanic. My grandmother who's raised here. She's a rancher. And my uncle is from Louisiana, so he's Cajun. And then we've got my other cousin who is Japanese. So Thanksgiving, we've got like sushi. Sometimes we got tacos. We've got like gumbo, but we also have got really good pot roast or meats from my Nana. You know, it's a whole culinary experience. And I grew up being able to share all of these different traditions and cultures just within the food aspect specifically. And it felt so beautiful to take part in that. And, you know,
I'd like an invitation to your house.
Yes. Oh, it's always open. We always have too much food in the end. So we're always like, did we make enough? And then there's so much. So I will extend that invitation to anyone. The listeners are like, hey, invite us too. Yeah, actually, Nikki, you said something earlier that struck a chord with me about, you know, the differences that we focus on and how each of these flags is kind of showing how different we are. And I think that it's important to emphasize, like you said, how, you know, sometimes we focus on how those differences make us separate. I feel like, you know, it also shows that we have strengths and we each are different and unique. And that is so beautiful because since we're not all the same, we can bring new ideas, new practices, new mindsets to the conversation and collectively come up with better creative solutions for different things. Like we all have these differences that actually work so well together when we allow ourselves to have conversations like this.
And I mean, as we're talking about it right now, I'm thinking that not only the Pledge of Allegiance has been divisive in this country, but also the flag itself. And it's time to make that, like, we all own the flag. We all have ways that we honor the values of this country. And though we may disagree on how we represent those values, the flag doesn't belong to a political party.
Mm-hmm.
The flag belongs to all of us. And so, historically, having lived through the 60s, I know how desecrating the flag was with those protests of the civil rights protests and the anti-war protests and the flag burning made the flag become a divisive issue.
Yeah.
And so I think, like, taking back the flag, owning the flag, everybody owns that flag and honoring that flag, I think is an important message that we want to bring to Carbondale.
I come from a family with lots of military presence. My dad was a military officer. My son is a military officer. And so the flag means a lot to
right.
us. It's the country that we give our lives to. Literally. And somehow the flag being taken on as a symbol of the right became really problematic for some of us that do have a military and an honor. I was also a civil servant, worked for the federal government, that have an honor and respect for our country, but aren't necessarily on the right side politically.
Right.
And so for me, for us, for my family, there was a major effort that probably started about 20 years ago about reclaiming the flag for the progressive and the democratic and the liberal side. I live on a prominent corner, and I think some people get really confused of the different messages I have on. I have a flag.
An American flag.
So sometimes I have the American flag, and sometimes I have Ukrainian flag. And sometimes I have a
rainbow flag or
the
something.
P flag.
Right.
P flag. LGBTQ flag is up
there
right now.
You know, I love that so
You know,
much.
And it's like all of that is us, right?
Yeah.
All of, you know, we can have the flag and be proud of our flag and still not like some of the things that our government is doing in our name.
Or even that you shouldn't walk down a neighborhood and see a flag and then have a judgment about who might live in that house because of the way that the flag has been represented.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things when I go out somewhere and I see a flag, if, you know, there's an American flag on top and then below it, it'll have other flags, whether it's the flag of the country that they're immigrated from or a, you know, a peace sign flag or a LGBTQ plus flag, all of those flags like underneath the American flag, then it reclaims it and it says, we live here, we are American, we are patriotic in the sense that we're fighting for our country, we're fighting for the future that we want to have and that we want to focus on, which is inclusive, which is, you know, helpful and strong in areas of having people come together, you know. And so I think it is so important to reclaim the flag because it can be so divisive. Like you said, you went through so many events in history that had really started to solidify the flag as one way for many people. Mm-hmm. And we are here to say that it is time to maybe have another message with that, to say that we can...
Not maybe.
it is a full, strong, we need to reclaim the flag because there is nuance to it.
Yeah.
When I think of the flag and what it represents to me would be unity, right? And so... Yeah, and speaking to your point, Susan, about reclaiming the flag as for representing all of us and that we are all immigrants and everyone came here from somewhere, it goes along with it. And I love Kat's headline for her article, Reclaiming Flag Day for Everyone, and the symbolism of the American flag. I also do just want to mention that Nikki Delson, Nikki, and your husband, Ron Kokish, wrote a page 2 column of our mature content feature this month that also touches on Flag Day and the history and some of the history behind the Pledge of Allegiance that you got into earlier, Nikki. And the Pledge of Allegiance, and sorry, this is a little bit of a sidetrack, but... it's been changed how many times?
Four times.
Four different times. Wow.
Each for a different purpose, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah.
And it shows that we can make a change. You know, like that things are impressionable. We kind of think of the Pledge of Allegiance as like a solidified thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been changed four times.
Right.
So
means we could do it again.
Exactly. We can do it again. It shows it has been reclaimed again. And then, you know, I didn't realize until we were in conversation that it had been changed because I grew up with the change.
Uh-huh.
You know, so if you don't know about it, you might, to you, it's all you know and you think this is just how it's been. Or if you didn't register it or realize or you haven't learned the history. So it is so important to have this conversation and to realize that there is change in everything. Nothing has been solid. Like, our country has shifted so many times. I mean, even, you know, left and right, politically, kind of how we define the two parties that we have now were kind of opposite when they first started. So that's really interesting because things shift over time. And that's a natural part of the course of
one of the things that we had to learn in order to do this demonstration is that there's a flag code. We didn't know that there was a flag code, so we were told you must have the American flag higher than any of the other flags, and you must illuminate it at night. None of the other flags have to be illuminated, but the American flag, if you either have to take it down at night or you have to illuminate it at night.
Interesting.
So there will be a light on the Rio Grande Trail for a week.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Don't take it.
Please don't take it. It's part of the code.
It's part of the code. We don't want to violate
that
the code.
That makes sense. I actually was wondering about that because I know that a lot of countries have specific codes with their flags and how
they're
supposed
to be. I mean, it's much longer than that, but for what our purposes, those were the two
so
most important.
So if a flag is in a public place like that, it's kind of important to abide by this code. But my son, who is a military officer and also put a flag pole in his yard where he lives, says there's only one way, one wrong way to hang the American flag, and that is not to hang it at all.
Mm. Okay, that's so well said, Susan. Thank you for saying that. Now, we are approaching the end of our show. We literally only have a couple minutes left. So any closing thoughts before we let you both go today? We'll start with you, Nikki.
I hope everybody takes a nice walk down the Rio Grande Trail. And we will have all of the flags labeled so that you know where they're all from. And if for any reason we missed your country or state, then you could get in touch with us. It would be
info@agefriendlycarbondale.org.
Maybe if you get in touch with us, we could at least make a plastic copy of the flag.
I'll get it up for
and
next
get
year.
It up for you. But who knows? Maybe next year. If you have any ideas for doing it again, or if you really like the idea, then let us know, and we'll always bring it to the town.
Wonderful. Susan?
That's it. info@agefriendlycarbondale.org. One word, one long word there.
Thank you guys so much. This was such a lovely conversation.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Folks, check out the installation coming up to the Rio Grande Trail just behind Town Hall here in Carbondale, and that will be going up again on the 13th and be up through the 22nd, just in time for Flag Day, which is officially June 14th. And like they said, info@agefriendlycarbondale.org. If you weren't able to have your country represented this year, you can have it represented next year, I'm sure. All right. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy Flag Day.
Happy Flag Day.